Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I'm afraid to move forward. We've had so much fun just in the pre-show prep here that I'm afraid what I might say on the air will just get me embarrassed. But I guess it wouldn't be a first time.
This is either going to be one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yes.
Or something else that happened in the pre-show prep. So we'll just leave it at that.
That is the voice of Stephen Julian, my co-host, and we appreciate you joining us today. We've got two companies with us on the show from Alameda Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. It's Eric Alameda. He is the owner of the company. And from Married and Naked, Inc., Incorporated, Calvin and Wendy Roberson. They are the co-founders of the company, and that's going to be real interesting to find out what is Married and Naked. But we're going to tease you with that and start with the limousine company.
You're teasing with naked, and then we're going to go to the limousine company?
There's some similarities. Limousines, married and naked, there's some crossover here.
Wow, okay.
I can say is that just sounds cool.
Yeah, we've already made a connection, and we barely have started the show.
That's right.
All right, Eric Alameda, the owner of Alameda Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. Tell us all about your company, Eric.
Sir, so we are... a full-on limousine carrier. We deal anything from sedans to back and forth to the airport, on up to buses and everything in between. Our focus right now is more of the executive. So that's what we're focusing on right now is the CEO.
Okay.
C-suite executive.
How did you get into the limousine business?
Great question. It was something I never planned on ever getting into. After graduating Georgia Tech, I graduated with mechanical engineering. I never could get a job. About a year and a half of trying to get a job, I couldn't get a job in mechanical engineering.
Should have gone to Georgia. That's why.
That's probably why.
Because he could have gotten a job at McDonald's then.
Right.
Go ahead, Eric.
So I started a couple businesses. They failed after about 3 years. Real estate was booming in 2005. You could not lose in real estate. So I bought my first house. It was supposed to be a 3 month renovated, 6 months sold. And 2 years later, I finished it. And in the meantime, I needed to pay the bills. So somebody was offering a job driving limos. And so I took it, and it gave me, you know, the flexibility to be able to do the real estate. But after 2 years, the housing market crashed. I now needed a full-time job. Somebody was selling a stretch limo. The company I was driving for said, buy it. We'll help you get started. My parents gave me an interest-free loan. So it was one of those things that total God thing. But here I am 8 years later and still kicking.
So. Now, let me ask this. As a quick follow-up, the company you were working for gave you great advice and said you need to buy that stretch limo. Is that normal? Is the limo community, or was it you had been doing such a good job and they saw an opportunity to kind of get behind an entrepreneur?
To be honest with you, I was their key driver. So to be able to suggest me starting my own company was unheard of.
They had a moment of clarity and they just said, look, you've hit the ceiling here. And, or like you said, may have been total divine inspiration and just kind of, this is the right thing at the right time. You were working hard and that created an opportunity for you. That's very interesting. Now, so let me ask the other follow-up question. You started with one stretch limo.
Uh-huh.
How does that grow to Alameda Limo and Worldwide Transportation, where you say you have buses and sedans? Mm-hmm. What kind of process is building that kind of company?
It's been slow. It's been a big challenge, especially with the economy. Anytime you get into a luxury business in a down economy, it's going to be an uphill battle. But the only way to say it is we've been blessed because every year we continue to grow. We haven't had a down year. The only thing I can say, or the only reason that has happened is the grace of God is my, there's no explanation for it.
Well, so. And a good service, under promise, over deliver. What are some of the things that differentiate you from some of your competition? What are some of the things that you, what's your you know, value proposition that you bring to the table.
So, you know, the biggest thing that separates us from everybody else is we take a lot of pride in what we do. We're not just a pick you up, take you there, drop you off kind of service. We take a lot of pride in what we do. Our motto is anticipating needs, putting others first, and surpassing expectations. So that we really want to wow the client, and that's our focus. And I have some great, great people that work with me, you know, from the admins and reservationists to our chauffeurs. I just have some of the best chauffeurs in the industry. So
Eric Alamina is joining us. He is the owner of Alamina Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. And I know you're very involved in the community. You get out, you network a lot. I see you at all the chamber events. Sure. You have some new vehicles that are just, I don't even know how to describe them other than say awesome. Tell us about some of the new vehicles that you have that are available and what they offer.
Sure, sure. So we're going after more of the premium service, more of the C-suite executive, because we're going after that clientele. We really needed newer vehicles, and we needed something that wasn't your town car or your Chrysler 300. We needed something a little bit more premium. So one of the cars that we bought is a 2015 Equus. And I don't know if anybody knows anything about the Equus. It's in the back seat is basically an S-Class Mercedes. The rear seats recline, and the coolest thing about the car is it has a button in the back that says relax. And you press it, the front seat goes forward, and the back seats recline. So it's really cool. The other vehicle is a Mercedes Sprinter that's decked out like a corporate jet inside. It has eight individual leather seats, TV screens front and rear, and it's tray tables and electrical plugs at each seat, actually. So it's a full-fledged corporate jet.
I want to live in that thing.
I sometimes do.
Yeah, but you're in the front seat.
That's my doghouse. I have the best doghouse in the business.
Well, Eric, I'm gonna shift it a little bit and ask you a cultural question. So, you know, we say sometimes that we're not gonna hit you with 60-minute type questions, but let me ask you one of the big cultural phenomena that we're dealing with right now is Uber. So, mm-hmm. Tell me, how does that impact your business? You know, is it good? Is it bad? The floor is yours.
And there may
Mr.
be people
Alan.
Out there, Stephen, that don't know exactly what Uber is. So for those few,
that 1%,
apparently
that 1% of the population,
half of 1% does not know what Uber
0.1% doesn't know what Uber is.
So explain what it is, and then how is that impacting you?
Sure. So according to Mike, it's Uber.
Okay, now you're making fun of me because I wasn't sure what it
He's
was.
Going to turn your volume down, Eric.
This part of the show will be edited out.
Anyway, so Uber is an app that you can get on your phone, on a smartphone, and it's an on-demand service to where, say, for instance, I want to be picked up. I get on my app, I click it, and within usually about 15, 20 minutes or so, you know, a car shows up. Great, great program. I absolutely love it. The concept is revolutionizing the transportation industry. The challenge is the way Uber works is, and Lyft as well, is they'll go into an area and they'll operate illegally, in a sense, going against a lot of the regulations. And until they're asked to comply. And in Atlanta, the problem is that we're very highly regulated, but yet nobody's enforcing it very well, or very few people are enforcing it. So they've been able to establish themselves over the past couple years, and you know they're growing here. So, and how it's affected our business, at first, we didn't think that it was going to affect our business, and the reason is we are more of a exclusive chauffeured service. They are a point-to-point driver service. But when I start talking to a lot of our clients and a lot of my really, really close friends that we've talked about Uber and what it entails, they tell their stories of how they've experienced Uber and how they're using it. So I'm learning more and more that it's affecting us a lot more than I anticipated. So
is there and so I'll go back to the value proposition. You know, being picked up by some guy in a Honda Accord is nice. Mm-hmm. Nothing necessarily bad with that. But clearly, and you kind of said it, your mission and your market that you're going after is the C-level, mm-hmm. and you're going after more the planned trip, rather than the oh, my car broke down. I really need to get somebody to pick me up. So, and so, you know, you're talking about riding in the back of a car that seems like a private jet.
Right.
is that 10 times the cost of Uber, or is it something of, look, you can, Uber's here, but if you really want a nice experience, you don't really have to pay that much more. Talk a little bit about that.
So the reason that we went with more of the executive, and end of last year, we changed focus. And we started focusing more on the C-suite executive. And the reason was is that we got so sick of competing with all the other limo companies as well as Uber that were doing things illegally. And it's taken, where it's really affected us is more of our retail as well as our corporate business. Where we would take people out on Friday nights and, you know, drive them all around Buckhead, and we charge them for the entire time because that's, you know, how the driver was allotted to them. But now with Uber, you know, why go and spend $200 or $300 when you could spend $40, $50 with somebody that's on demand? So that's where it's affected us.
Now they don't have stretch limos though.
Right.
So that's still there. But right. Like you said, just the, I need a Lincoln Town car to take me and right. stay out all night.
Yeah. The big difference between us and them is they have a car there within 15 minutes. What we're going after is the client that wants a car there 15 minutes beforehand waiting on them. So they walk out the door, the car is there, chauffeur has the door open, they walk right in. And we get them to their destination.
I like that. That's a great tagline. We'll be there 15 minutes early.
Right.
That's good.
Alamina Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. The owner, Eric Alamina, is with us. And you've got a program that you call Limos to Lunch. Tell us mm-hmm. about that program, Eric.
Sure. So we created that a couple years ago for executive assistants. Our biggest focus is not necessarily the executive. The transportation is for the executive, but our focus is more on the executive assistants. Those are the people that are actually booking the transportation. So, you know, the executive assistants are one of the most underappreciated individuals, as well as, you know, they never get to experience anything like this. You know, they don't go out to the nice restaurants. They don't get to be driven in limousines or high-class cars. So we kind of decided that we were going to, give them, you know, something that they can really experience that only their executives experience. They also get to see how we operate, and they also get to meet our staff. So it's a kind of win-win situation for everybody.
So if you're an executive assistant, you can just call up and say, whisk me away to lunch, and I guess they get that experience. And obviously, that's a great networking tool that you use.
We don't offer it for everybody, but more to the, you know, the mid-sized to larger companies, that, you know, one we can grow into, as well as, you know, people that we can start forming relationships. We're a relationship business, so it's more of the people that we can, you know, build those relationships with.
Absolutely. Now, I understand you're closed on Sundays. How does yes. that affect your business? Because, you know, weekends, Sundays, I'm sure there's a lot of needs for your service.
That was something we really stepped out in faith in because, you know, who closes on Sundays in a 24/7 business?
Other than Chick-fil-A.
Well, the beauty of Chick-fil-A is there's other restaurants, and not everybody eats at Chick-fil-A all the time.
That's debatable.
That's true. I may disagree with you there, but go ahead.
I don't know if you turn into a chicken if you eat enough chicken. But in our business, once you get a client, you don't want to lose them. You want to do everything you possibly can to keep them. Something that we stepped out in faith in is you know, being closed on Sundays. And the reason is, you know, we were working 16, 18 hour days, 7 days a week. We were neglecting our families. We were neglecting, you know, even just the business itself because we were so sleep deprived, that we weren't able to give people, you know, the best service. And we were making mistakes, you know, at that stage in the game when we started to grow into that. So we just decided to close on Sundays. Anything that's, you know, 4 Sundays, we're still providing service, but everything is pre-scheduled by Saturday night. And then, you know, anything that somebody wants in for Monday, you know, we schedule it Saturday night as well. And more Monday morning. And then, you know, Monday, first thing in the morning, we go through the phones and call everybody back. So you know, that's how we work it.
You know, it's funny, the original story of Chick-fil-A actually closing on Sunday, Truett Cathy, in one of his first books, he wrote about it and he said a lot of people have, you know, he's a religious man, and he said a lot of people think it was for religious reasons. He goes, honestly, we finished our first week, and my brother and I looked at each other and said, I'm so dead tired, why don't we just sleep? He goes, then the next week when it came around, it was like, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to, you know, it's good for us, recharge the batteries, go to church. He said, so originally it was a decision of fatigue more than it was a decision of religious beliefs, but it kind of morphed into that over time. So let me ask this. You're in and kind of as a follow-up to that stepping out on faith, you are in a very, I guess I'll call it a transactional business. You're in it's a commodity in a way. And what you did was actually really say how good are our relationships. Right. So I want to ask as a follow-up, have you found that your best clients, your closest clients, your relationship clients have honored you in that and kind of said, Hey, we respect your decision, and it hasn't really affected, you've seen that you still retain that business?
Sure. It's been amazing how people have been so supportive of that. A couple of our clients that would literally book for Monday morning on Sunday started to book on Saturday. We transitioned into it. We didn't just drop it all at one day and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, on Friday, tell them, by the way, you need to get it done tomorrow.
But, you know, we really advertised it, really, you know, put it out there that we were going to do this, and everybody has been so responsive. Now, it doesn't say that we haven't lost business because of it, but what little business that we've lost has not even come close to what we've gained.
No, so. I think it's very noble. I wish every business would follow.
Well, it's not all about the dollar, is it? It's about how you do your business. And obviously, Alameda Limousine and World Ride Transportation has done their business well, and their clients have appreciated that.
Before we let you go, Eric, and get all their contact information so people can find out more about your company, what's up next? Where do you see yourself, your company, going from here?
Sure. So we have a bunch of different programs and a bunch of different things that we're working on. But really what our goal is and our vision is we want to be a full-service corporate executive service from beginning to end. As we specialize in the executive market, we hope to capture a lot of the corporate accounts under those executives. So that would be growing. We also want to grow here in Atlanta, but we also want to grow outside. There's a couple other cities that we're looking at in down the road to be able to get started in. We want to grow our personalized service. Some things that we're looking at is concierge service, jet service, as well as unique transportation solutions that I can't really divulge at this time. So that's where we're going. One of the big things that's coming up is autonomous vehicles. I would like to be one of the first companies, if not the first company, to do an autonomous limousine service. So that would be really cool.
He talked about this
big vision.
You talked about this car that has an inside like a corporate jet. I thought he was going to say, we're actually going to take a corporate jet and turn it into a car. But now you're saying autonomous cars. So you topped it. That's good.
Yeah.
Autonomous limo service, Mike.
That would be really cool. One of our biggest challenge is actual employees and dealing with that, because it's just a challenging business. You know, there's so many logistics. And if we can eliminate a lot of that challenge, we love our employees, don't get me wrong, but finding them and growing quality people is hard to find. So if we can eliminate that, I think have a different model that everybody I think would enjoy.
Absolutely. I love where you came from. I love where you're planning to go and so forth. For those that would like to find out more about your company, look into your services, book one of your wonderful vehicles, where can they get all this information?
So go onto our website. It's alaminalimousine.com. You can also email us at service@alaminalimousine.com or call us 678-254-8298 and let us know what you're looking for. And we're a customer service business, so we want to focus on you and try to meet your needs better than anybody else.
Great stuff. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Alamina with Alamina Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. Now it's time to get married and naked, Stephen. Not you and me.
No.
No.
I'm already married. That was funny, Mike. That's a great line, too. Now it's time to get married and naked.
Married and Naked, Inc. It's Calvin and Wendy Roberson. By the way, they are married.
Yes.
We are married.
And they are wearing clothes.
They are not naked in
the
studio.
We're fully clothed right now, but we're married and naked. And as Eric was talking, I imagined married and naked in the back seat of your limousines. So this is a partnership that can be forged right here now.
You mean the company in the back?
The company, yes. Yes. Our married and naked members.
There you go.
Yes. Thank you for that correction.
Now, Wendy, you were right the first time.
Okay.
It works both ways.
All right.
Believe me, notice we didn't ask Eric some stories. I'm sure he's got some stories he could tell, but we weren't going to go there. It's a family show.
That's funny.
All right. Well, the question everybody wants to know right now, wait a minute, what's Married and Naked? Tell us what Married and Naked, Inc. is all about.
Wow. Well, Married and Naked, actually, we started in 2009, and we are a marriage coaching service. Okay, we came up with the name Married and Naked because what we found was that my wife and I were working in Ohio together, in ministry, actually, and we found that there were so many couples that were going through marital challenges, and we would only find out that they were going through these challenges, like, during divorce. Like, you'd hear, like, did you hear that Bob and Mary are getting a divorce or what have you? So we decided, well, what can we do to sort of curtail this? And we found that at the root of everybody's problems was communication. So what we did is that we decided that, people need to be more transparent. So we said, wow, married and transparent, that doesn't sound good. So let's go with naked.
Doesn't quite capture the attention.
It doesn't get
or imagination.
Yeah, it's actually amazing how many couples suffer silently.
Right.
There are many couples, and a lot of the ones that we encounter, they felt like they didn't have an avenue to just vent, and they couldn't let other people know, I have issues in my marriage, because so many people just walk around and purport to be perfectly married.
Right.
And so we felt the need for Married and Naked because we wanted to create a platform where people can share their issues. We're all people. We all have issues. We're not perfect.
Right.
And so we may not have perfect marriages, but we all possess that power within to get the happiness that we deserve. And marriages should be happy.
Exactly. So that's basically, the root of why we started Married and Naked, because just as a method to help couples along their path of marriage. Marriage isn't easy. As we say, marriage isn't for punks, It's not. It's just not. But it's not easy. But we found out that the more we talk to people, that we started with boot camps and what have you and things of that nature. And the group in coaching environment has been incredibly successful, for us. So it's been a great journey.
I was so excited to find out about Married and Naked that I really failed to introduce you properly here before your interview. Of course, we're talking to Calvin and Wendy Roberson. They are the co-founders of the company. And I guess the next follow-up question would be, that's a great idea. We love what you're saying. What makes you an authority, someone that has this expertise to talk to people about their marriages?
Wow. Yeah. Well, we believe, I kind of joke around. I said, we both are degreed. We both have MDs. And now we have MSs. We came from marriage disasters to marriage success. You can repeat that. That's cool. But the thing is, basically, we're second timers, okay? And so we have not only our past marital experience, but in addition to that, I've been doing marriage coaching probably for about 15 years or so. And together, we've been doing it for about 9 years. We've counseled just countless couples. And so in 2009, when we started with a conference, a marriage conference. And it met with huge success. And from that point, we just continued.
Yeah. Actually, it's about seven years together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been doing the coaching for as long as we've been together. My background is in nursing. But I did do psychology in school, so.
And it's much needed.
Yes. It's much needed and much used.
You've seen it
in
all.
In this. Yeah, absolutely. And what we do, we have a working theme, and that theme is relationships matter. And the type of coaching that we do is it has a base of spirituality.
Right.
It's if anybody comes to us for coaching, they're gonna be getting that spirituality
right.
aspect right. of marriage.
Right, because marriage is more than just, I mean, we take a holistic approach because marriage is more than just two people learning to communicate. You know, we're not only humans, but we all have emotions, we all have feelings, we all have, you know, spirits. So, you know, we have to, you know, include that in our whole marital, a matrix here as we're trying to get couples to.
Well, let me talk practically.
Sure,
you talked about you started with a conference and you've mentioned boot camp. So
right.
why not just kind of talk today, right now, what are the different ways that people can come in contact with Married and Naked? Maybe some of the ways that you're looking to expand. So if I'm an individual and I'm listening, do I need to pay attention to when a conference is coming? How do I join a boot
right.
camp? Just kind of talk about that. What are the ways people can interact with Married and Naked?
Well, right now we're setting up for boot camps. I mean, we have some that are coming up. We have one that's coming up in Ohio in May, I think that is. And
mm-hmm.
Then we have some others that are scheduled, one for Texas later on, et cetera, et cetera. But if you want to schedule a boot camp, you can go to our website, marriedandnaked.com. Or contact us at support@marriedandnaked.com. I'm looking at you because I forget. support@marriedandnaked.com. But generally, on there you can find the list of upcoming events.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we have quarterly, we have our Married and Naked support groups, basically, where we meet once a quarter, and it's a group setting. And you can come there, and basically you get a chance to meet other couples. Get a chance to meet other couples, share stories, and it's incredible. It's incredible how many people, just testimonies we have, you can find that on the website, of people who have learned, not necessarily from us, but just from the experiences that other couples go through. We have a saying that says, couples know couples. You know, I mean, you've probably seen it. I mean, you know, you're having a dinner party or something, and a couple walks in, you can tell they just had an argument because you know that feeling because, you know, couples know couples. But it's so just through that group interaction, you know, people can kind of see, okay, fine, you know, there's a problem there, you know. So what we'll do is we'll just, we may, at times we have in the past, just stopped where we were and just focused on a particular issue. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, those are actually called our marriage checkups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the boot camps run for a series of weeks, I would
right.
imagine. And
right.
And if people want to start one, is this mostly done through churches? Can it be done through businesses?
It can
What are some of the places or some of the leaders who get those boot camps started?
Right. It can be done through churches, organizations, social organizations, businesses, or what have you. Of course, most of the time we get contacted through churches, but we do have social organizations or what have you. You know, we don't care.
I'd like to know the business leader who has the courage to stand up for their employees to
right.
say, we're going to do Married and Naked. I mean, that's I love it.
Let me tell you what's so cool about that. And I believe that a lot of people may not even know this, but your performance on your job is directly tied to your relationship at home. When I was doing corporate consulting years ago, I used to do a segment called Bringing Your Work Home, as opposed to bringing your home to work, as opposed to bringing your work home. And what I found is that a lot of people, you know, if your boss is in a bad mood, it's because he had a fight, you know, or if your coworkers are not producing, it's because there are problems at home. So if we could actually solve these problems at home, you're going to find better work productivity. You're going to find people who are happier. If you're happy at home, you're going to be happy at work. And so that's kind of the direction that we want people to view when they consider Married and Naked.
What have you, and we're talking with Cal and Wendy Roberson with Married and Naked, where have you found that most marriages fail? What has been one of the biggest issues?
That is so interesting. We found that the biggest challenges in marriages today is effective communication. A lot of people may say, well, no, it could be finances or it could be infidelity. It could be different things. But all of it comes down to effective communication.
Right.
Because even when you think about infidelity, if you decide to forgive your spouse, and we talk about complete forgiveness, if you decide to completely forgive your spouse for the present, past, and future, then and you decide that you're gonna move on in the relationship, then you have to be in it 100%.
Right.
And the thing that's gonna keep you together, keep you really glued as a couple, is effective communication.
Right. Well, if there's that real communication in the first place, then typically the infidelity is not going to follow.
It won't. It won't. You're absolutely right. And what we teach couples is that it's not so much about, I mean, you hear statistics about, you know, hey, the number one reason for marriage failure is financial or what have you. No, it's not financial. It's how you communicate about finances.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not sexual or fidelity. It's how you communicate about your desires. And so what we're married and naked because we actually get beneath the exterior and beneath the surface. I mean, come on, guys. We often tell guys, look, yeah, you're married, but you don't go blind. You know, and so just because you're married, it doesn't mean that you may not see somebody. Well, talk to someone. Let's talk to someone and find out, how do I deal with these emotions that I'm going to have? How do I deal with these feelings that I'm going to have?
Well, and clearly, when you're getting to a deeper level of communication,
right,
you are getting naked.
You are
being fully transparent, and you are
butt
getting
naked.
To, yeah,
right.
You're getting to deep communication.
You really are.
When is the because we talked about failed marriages. You don't want to talk to the folks when they've already filed for the divorce. You want to try to catch them early when those problems are just starting to rise to the top.
Right, right.
Ideally, you don't want to talk to the folks after they file for divorce. But believe it or not, we've had quite a few couples who have come to us. And what we say is that, okay, you know what? We're going to give you pre-divorce counseling. And usually what happens, actually 100% of our couples who've come to us for pre-divorce counseling end up staying together.
Right.
End up not getting a divorce. And that's because what we tell people is that you have to be healthy for you. Even in a marriage, if you're not healthy as an individual, then you cannot go into a relationship and be healthy with somebody else.
Absolutely.
And so what we find is that a lot of times when people come to us for pre-divorce counseling, it's because you have two unhealthy people trying to create a healthy situation.
Right.
And
right.
So that's where we guide people and we steer them in the direction that they need to go. And usually when they get to that state of healthiness, or they get the tools to make it right, they realize, well, I don't need to be out of my marriage.
Right. And when you talk about, you know, divorce, and most people divorce because of conflict or what have you, the funny thing is, we teach that conflict is good. Conflict is a good thing. You know, the only evidence of life is growth. And as people grow, they change. So, you know, I grow and my wife is growing. You know, we may start off here, but as we grow, I mean, it may only be like 5 degrees, but the further you go, those 5 degrees tend to go. And before 10 years down the road, you're like 30 degrees or, you know, whatever, away from each other. But the thing is, if conflict is no more than coming together and saying, I've changed, you know, and she's saying she's changed, and then we start just whittling off the rough edges so we can get back together again. So we show people how to use conflict to your advantage, as opposed to saying, oh, wow, we can't get along. Or as we often hear, I don't love you anymore, which is, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, I don't love you anymore. You forgot how to communicate your love.
Yeah.
You forgot, you know, what love looks like. You forgot what happiness looks like.
If I heard you correctly earlier, you mentioned the boot camp in Texas.
Yes.
So how far is the width of the area you serve?
Wow. Well, we started in Ohio, so we have Married and Naked groups in Ohio. We have in Atlanta, and we're building a Married and Naked group right now in Texas. Yeah. So we have those three areas, and we're looking now to build Married and Naked groups. Basically, we would love to all over the country eventually.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, there are people married all across America, so I think their services might be needed. It's a matter of getting to them. So yeah,
right.
That's the question he was asking. So I was going to ask this. I'm getting that look.
Yeah.
Mike and I, our communication is in need maybe sometimes of a little help.
Right.
So here is going to be my question. He's nodding furiously over there. So you talked and saying you guys were marriage coaches, and then you've also talked about counseling. I was going to ask the question, is there a difference between coaching and counseling? Because at first it sounded like everything was in a group, but you guys do also do one-on-one. Is that the main difference? What are some of the differences in coaching and counseling and what you guys do?
Well, usually, and this is probably all about semantics, because usually when people say they're going to a counselor, it's somebody who has a degree in counseling. And
like
clinical, a psychologist, psychiatrist. But nor Calvin or psychologists or psychiatrists. And so we say that we do relationship coaching for that reason.
Because we've been we actually have gone through licensure for coaching. You know,
and I think also what you guys are saying too, because you kind of said a lot of the change and a lot of the growth and a lot of it happens when everybody's getting together and talking. So you've got the expertise, but it's also facilitating and letting people, you know, because you're trying to you're, instead of you sitting there and telling them this is what you need to do, you're kind of letting them go, oh, wait a minute, and learning from each other.
You're so right. You know, it's funny because in most marriages, everybody, you kind of know what you need. You know what I mean?
I need to be quiet now and listen, right?
You kind of know what you need. I mean, a husband knows when he's really messed up, and she knows when she's really messed up, and you kind of know what you need. We have had couples who've come to us and said, "Well, we don't know what's wrong. We don't know." But through discovery and through talking and through allowing them to express their feelings with a mediator, what happens is that they kind of realize, "Wow, this is our problem.
Yeah,
this is our problem." So it becomes a process of self-discovery.
We're talking with Cal and Wendy Roberson with Married and Naked. And before we get to your contact information where people can find out more, I do have to ask this one question.
Please.
Has there ever been a couple that's come to you and you've heard them out and you're thinking, there's nothing we can do? You just need – or do you believe that no matter what, you can remedy the situation?
No, we do not believe no matter what we can remedy the situation.
No.
And we don't believe that we can remedy the situation. What we can do is offer tools for the couple to make the decisions on their own. And like I said at the beginning, we guide people to their spiritual sides.
Right.
You know, because that's what's going to really help them to make the decision. So we can give you the tools.
Right.
But apart from that, you're the one making your own decision.
And we have had couples where we've said, this is not going to work. This is a train wreck waiting to happen. Yeah, we've said that, and I'm without, of course, calling any names. But we've said, you know, I'm thinking about couples that we've told, hey, no, this is a bad idea. The elements are not there. You're not communicating properly. This is too quick, or what have you. And in those cases, when they've gone ahead and married anyway, it's been a fulfillment of our prophecy
Well, actually, let me tell you this. We had a couple come to us. They just came from, you know, off the streets, literally. And they said that they met on a Friday, married on a Saturday, moved on a Sunday. And I mean, literally like that.
Yeah.
And so when we heard the whole story, we were like, this is not going to work.
Right. They had been married not even 3 days when they came to us for counseling.
Yeah, and that's literally how it happened.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm like, are you serious? You know? So that was probably the easiest session we've ever had. I was like, okay, fine, you know. You need a ride to the courthouse? Okay.
Mike, I wonder what they would say about our business relationship.
Well, you know what?
There's no hope here.
Actually is. We would tell you guys relationships matter.
Right.
That's
relationships
right.
Just
matter.
Don't get naked. That's right. Okay.
That's right.
No problem there.
Oh, my God. Thoughts going through my mind. You had to say that. Thanks, Cal. All right. For those that want to find out more, and you know, might think they need some help. Where can they find all this great information?
Well, again, our website is marriedandnaked.com. And the great thing about what we do at Married and Naked is that we also have sort of parlayed this into a corporate consulting, you know, where we have another concern called Podium Perfect, where the same rudiments of what we do in relationship, I do in the corporate arena. Because I've spent some time doing corporate consulting in Washington, D.C. And so now, you know, the same, because we find the relationships are relationships, basically. So either marriedandnaked.com, you can find out more, support@marriedandnaked.com, or podiumperfect.com, actually.
Right. And on marriedandnaked.com, we have a membership where we keep people, we keep people connected, you know, with each other and with us. We send out weekly motivational videos. We send out homework you know, for the couples to do every week. This is what we need you to do this week. Concentrate on this specific thing on this week. And we send out date ideas and just different things, different tools and resources that we give to couples just to maintain in their marriage and to just to continually grow. A part of that, the membership, is investment advice. And we give investment advice because Cal here, he had been involved in the investment industry for like about 15 years. Right. And so we found that the best way to approach the couples is holistically. And so we wanna touch on every area of your life, really. And if there is something that we don't do, then we are affiliated or connected with another agency that does it.
Absolutely. Like, for instance, if a couple is getting married and they need limousine service.
That's right.
You know, we want to make sure.
We have limousine service right here. You like that.
Right? I love it.
We want to make
it.
Sure.
We've made that connection now. You've got one of the best in the business sitting across the table.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. We appreciate it so much, Cal and Wendy. Thank you so much. Cal and Wendy Roberson from Married and Naked. Also a big thank you to Eric Alamina with Alamina Limousine and Worldwide Transportation. Stephen, why are you undressed? Stephen, don't get naked now.
My eyes.
Trust me, that is not something anyone wants to see.
Thank God this is radio. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or not, or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by going to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. And like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. I'm afraid to even let you have any parting words, but I will say, Stephen?
For a quick public service announcement to all of our married listeners, make sure you get married and naked, just not in the back of Alamina Limousine and Worldwide Travel Services.
Thank you. Although there is a price for everything. And
no, not for that. Not for that. I don't want Eric to lose his licenses.
All right. For Stephen Julian, our producer Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.